now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Hi again, everybody, and say, this is Friday. Another week has rolled by. And all you members of the audience, be sure to help yourself here. We have... huge bowl of cocktail dip.
And next to that is cheese fondue.
What is that?
We have had specially prepared, and you can come up and dip the toast into it.
Anything there. If you don't have some toast, then you can use your fingers, I guess.
Sure.
But we want you to feel free to help yourself. This is a gala weekend coming up, the big Labor Day weekend. All the bird is happy. Everyone is delighted today. It's the official end of summer this weekend.
I guess it is.
The unofficial, I should
say. By the weather we've had, I guess it's going to have a little more summer with us anyway.
Right, Carol Reed.
And the small man, our assistant in the audience, seems to be quite happy today. We haven't any word from Cato on Smelly Dave as we approach this 1959 Labor Day, but we hope maybe on Monday he'll be around.
Can't tell. I'll tell you, this big weekend, Wally Ballou has taken it upon himself to, for the first time, I think, that I can remember, take a microphone to Coney Island. He's out there now live, and...
He's going to bring us some of the sights, sounds, and smells of Coney Island.
Well, I'll be delighted to see how he does that. So if you can hear us, Wally, come in, please.
Smells of Coney Island... And some of the people, places, and things that occur as we walk along the boardwalk. A beautiful day. You can hear in the background the sound of the shooting gallery, where people are finding some amusement in trying to knock the little ducks and the bears over
and
swing around.
Hey, Roger, sign up for the charge. We all get it. If you win it, you get it. It's easy to win. It's easy to play. The idea of the game...
Right here, a gentleman is attempting to guess people's age.
Step up, see if we can guess it. Step in.
He's got a gentleman down.
Your name, your age, your middle name, your first name. What guess? What do you like me to guess, sir?
Okay.
What do you guess? What you were born in?
No. Fellow wants him to guess what he was born in.
Born in the summer or the winter. Was there snow on the ground? Let me see now. Don't say a word. I'm going to mark it right down. I'm going to say that you was born under this month there. Watch it. Now, here it goes.
Snow has a remarkable record of guessing correctly.
When were you born? Were you born in the 18th month? What month were you born in?
May.
Well, I said March.
Well, he was wrong that time, so he has to pay the man a prize. I'm going to see if I can speak to that gentleman just a minute. He didn't guess your month correctly, sir.
Oh, that's right.
Has he ever guessed it?
No, I've been coming here many, many years, but he's never guessed nothing. I even had him guess, like, my middle name once. He was way off on that.
What did he guess? Well, wait a minute. Let me see if I can guess your middle name, just kind of out of telepathy here. Eustace?
No, Norman.
Uh-huh. Well, thanks anyway for talking to us. We're walking by the merry-go-round at the moment, and there's an interesting little game of chance going on at the booth at the far side here. Kind of a ring toss game. They're tossing rings over clothespins mounted on the board. For 10 cents, they do this.
All free games, so you can get used to it.
All the free games here now.
So you can get used to it. I say, boys, you get a free game here. Let's go. Boys, free game.
Oh, there's a fellow going to try it.
You take it once across without hitting the wire.
Easy.
A free game, let's go. Now, I want you to get used to it. There goes a loser. That's a loser right there.
Hello, Lars.
What's this young fella here? What's this young man here? There's a ball with a steady hand.
Loser, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, what's this fella here?
Now, they're coming up to the top.
Here comes another loser.
Trying right and left to ring those clothespins.
Boys, only 10 cents. Now, what's this young man here? Hey, here comes another loser.
Another loser, friends.
There goes a man halfway down. There goes another loser. Let's go.
Oh, did you lose, sir?
I've lost here plenty.
Is this fellow here good?
Just a minute.
telling you now. You watch.
What's this young boy here?
There
goes another loser.
I know what I'm saying.
Well, I just
don't. They aren't investigators.
Well, that's about it, ladies and gentlemen, from historic Coney Island on this Labor Day weekend. Radio's Wally Ballou bringing you some of the color, the sounds.
Thank you, Wally. And some of the color, sounds, and whatever all from Coney Island. Beginning of this Labor Day holiday weekend.
Speaking of Labor Day, I think we should just have a brief reminder that the roads are going to be crowded, that safe and careful driving is the order of the day, of the weekend.
I would think so. Best idea probably would to keep the old heat in the garage, as we reminded you back at the 4th of July. Incidentally, didn't we have a fairly decent record for the 4th of July this year?
We had better than expected, I think.
So let's hope we do it again this holiday weekend.
Right now, we were going into the studio audience, but I don't think we'll have to select an interesting guest, because that man down there, the one on stilts, looks as though he might have something to say.
Let's get him up here. Come on,
sir. On the stilts there, would you come up to our Bob and Ray microphone, please?
Well, I thought you'd notice me. Yeah, I think I might come up.
Take you very long to get up here, do you think?
Well, if I don't hit the ceiling.
Might be a good idea if you took off your top hat there.
Okay, will do.
Keep an eye on the Bob and Ray small man on your way up. He turns vicious about height, you know.
All right. You think you're trying nasty with a man wearing a...
Uncle Sam outfits don't mean a thing to him, so watch yourself.
I'll let you alone this time, buddy, because of the uniform, that's all.
Well, I'm surprised he's going to let you by there. It's a big case of patriotism, being the last refuge of the scoundrel, I guess. Sit down here. Well, you can't sit down, but...
Nah, glad to be here, Mr. Elliott. Joey Belknap's the name.
What's the reason for the stilts, Joey?
Well, I wear them to attract attention. See, what I want to do is attract the attention of a certain group, namely Tin Pan Alley.
Well, most musicians I know wouldn't notice a man on stilts. Why do you want to be noticed by Tin Pan Alleyites?
Well, you see, I've written a song, and it's kind of hops. It's a hoppity-hippity song, and I can't get in to say the big guns at the recording company, so I thought wearing stilts would open a lot of doors.
Well, even if it did, how could you get through the doors wearing stilts?
You may be kidding, but that's a real problem.
Sure.
Like, I got a break yesterday, and I almost couldn't capitalize on it.
What happened?
Well, the way I work it, I walk up and down Tin Pan Alley, see, and chant, I've written a song, I've written a song, give an unknown songwriter a break, look at what he's written at least, look at what he's written.
That's kind of a long chant there, Joey, isn't it?
Well, a stunt like this is no good without lots of production.
Well, any of the recording executives noticed you?
Yeah, Waxy Monroe, Dizzy Records, passed by and threw up his card and asked me to come up to his office.
Well, I suppose you got rid of those sticks you're standing on in a big hurry, didn't you?
That's right. I got rid of the stilts, but when I did, the trouser legs of my Uncle Sam pants bunched up at the bottom. Give me a devil of a time.
Did you fall down or what?
All over the street. In a way, it was hilarious, you know.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, my floundering around attracted more attention than the actual stilt walk.
Well, did it get you what you wanted, Joy? Did you get to see Waxy Monroe of Dizzy Records?
Oh, yeah.
What did he say?
Well, he congratulated me on having a lot of enterprise, and then he told me to beat it because he was busy.
Well, Joy, I hope you're not going to give up the idea of staging unusual stunts to sell your song.
Well, I got a few more ideas.
Well, keep us posted. Got a lot of showmanship there, and we'd all like to know how you make out. I'd like to follow your story up in the weeks to come. We'll see you soon, and you
thanks.
Come back to your
so
office.
Long.
Careful that top step. Oh,
I fell. I think we have time, Bob, to more or less whet the appetites of all those listening, so they'll be sure and join us come Monday.
Oh, with some previews for
yeah,
next week, you mean?
Just
okay.
Kind of just one-sentence previews. Kind of a really whet up the appetite, so
okay,
to speak.
Okay, good. On Monday's show, you'll hear...
I'll have 60,000 of those.
On Tuesday, the Bob and Ray Show will feature a dramatic spectacle, in which this is one of the best scenes we can think of.
Talk it over, buddy.
Not me.
On Wednesday, Dean Archer Armstead will say,
I think it's time for that now.
And those are... that on Thursday. That's just about all the time we have for previews.
That's right. And before we go, we want to thank everybody, the Cowan, Tom Shee, Joe Cabibbo, Joe Alonzo, and Howard Samara, who made the show so great today.
We'll see.
Oh, and Dave Pictures, he helped a lot, too.
Yeah.
Until Monday, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write us to get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.